and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Is it ridiculous to expect your family to travel to Hawaii to celebrate your 20-year anniversary? Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Every weeknight, you can hear our relationship expert, Dr. Laura Berman, right here with Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. And she's joining us this morning because that's exactly what happened on the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Ha! I think it's a nice gesture when you say, hey, we're going to renew your vows to go ahead and invite everybody, but to make people feel like they need to come, like this is something you're being invited to because we expect your attendance, I think that's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, she says she wants to invite all their family to Hawaii for their 20th anniversary to renew their vows. And he's like, well, like, this is ridiculous. How can we ask people to do like this and take such a trip like this? And she's like, well, it's only once in a lifetime. I don't know. What do you think about renewing your vows in general?
Look, if you want to renew your vows, I think that can be a beautiful thing if you're doing it for the right reasons. If you're doing it just so you can, you know, be a bridezilla again, or maybe for the first time, you know, that's something else. But look, if they want to renew their vows and make an amazing trip out of it and pay for everyone to come or pay for all of their stuff once they're there or put on a great paid for event while they're there and it's optional if they want to join them or not, you know, I think that's great. But setting up an expectation as if it is a first time, you know, as if it's an actual wedding. And even then, I think destination weddings are tricky that way to put that responsibility on people, many of whom can't afford to make that kind of trip.
Right.
But certainly to renew your vows, I don't think that's fair. I think they should invite everyone, but not be offended and set it up that way that we would love for you to be there, but no pressure. I mean, it'll be a blast if you come. Please let us know by this date if you can, you know, and if you can't, then that's fine too.
I see this all the time with destination weddings is that what happens is you end up with a lot of people that you actually didn't want to attend. They
right.
don't make it.
Right.
One or two that you wanted to make it won't be able to make it. And then, you know, somebody completely unexpected is going to show up and be with you attached to your hip the entire week. And sometimes
right.
that's fun.
You didn't even sign up for. Right. I just think, look, if you want a destination wedding and you can't afford to have everybody come, then be prepared for that or go to a destination and elope and come back and have a huge party.
Yeah, right. I don't want to sound mean, but I feel like even like a renewal of the vows, if I got an invitation to that, I'd be like, are they crazy? Like, I'm not going to Hawaii to watch them take their vows again. I was there the first time. You know?
Right. Unless they'd been through, like, you know, one of them almost died or they'd been through a really hard time or they were my closest friends or a really close family member, I would feel the same way.
Right. Like, unless you almost died, I'm not going to Hawaii. That's it.
Unless you want to go to Hawaii, you know, make a trip.
Right. I think that's the only other out there is that, you know what? It's an excuse. We've always wanted to go to Hawaii. Here's the reason. Now we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Dr. Laura Berman, you can hear her here every weeknight, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. If you have a question for her, give her a call, 855-5UNCOVER.